Up and speak on home group for 10 minutes.
Hi, I'm Sebastian. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is 12/28/24. So I'm 67 days sober. A little background. Thank you. I'm sorry. As a little background about myself, my last drink, I got 30 days sober, and I kind of celebrated with a drink or two. Ended up getting blackout. I woke up in jail and one of those padded rooms, so it was not necessarily the greatest thing. But that really pretty much propelled me into like really realizing my addiction, my problem with alcoholism, and just really, really where I needed to be and focus really on getting these steps and understanding the steps thoroughly. I can't stress enough how important this home group, YPG, has been to my sobriety and how much it's been to like impacted my life and changed just in the 67 days. I feel like I've become a whole new person. And I can't thank anybody and everybody in these rooms for being here, supporting me, and just welcoming me with open arms. It's been the most grateful experience of my entire life. And I don't plan to leave or go anywhere else. I just really, really am thankful to be here and thankful to be sober today and have everyone here. So thank you. Thank you for my sobriety.
About right.
Bring it down.
Oh, okay.
Do you want it down?
No, that's fine. Thank you. Right. Give me 5 minutes when you can you do that? 5 minutes more. Oh, you guys got it together. Hello, hello. I am an alcoholic. My name is Karen. And hashtag not that Karen. That is so annoying. Oh, better. Thank you. And Sebastian and all of you who are counting days, welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, instead of just keep coming back, just stay. It is so much easier to stay than it is to come back. There's no guarantee we make it back. So great, great share. Thank you, Sebastian. And so, yeah, my sobriety date is February 7th, so 1992. So I just celebrated. Yeah, I can't believe it either. I'm serious. It's like, how did this happen? This was not my plan. This was not my plan. So yeah, it was 33 years on February 7th. And how many of you are at least 33 years old? No, don't raise your hand. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But I'm really, really glad to be here. You know, I love Alcoholics Anonymous. I fall more in love with it every year. Because I see us, you know, and I don't know where else this happens, but the magic for me always happens here, you know, and it's, I need you guys. I don't care how much time there is, I need you, because you get me. Nobody else gets me, right? I don't have to explain the crazy to you, right? I don't have to explain. When I get a truly original thought, I call somebody. It's like, you know, I don't know where that came from, but I know it's nowhere good. Because my head will still lie to me. You know, time does not take away the crazy. So if you think that one day you're just going to be struck sane, don't hold your breath. Because that, it just kind of doesn't happen. And if we need each other, because we don't have to explain that to each other. Try and explain to a normal drinker, I don't care how much they love us or how great the church is, except for Justice. So, try and explain phenomenon of craving. You can't. You cannot explain that to a normal person. They're going, okay, but can't you just have one? No. I mean, we don't have to explain that to people. And I've got a head that will still lie to me, will always lie to me. One time I was speaking at a little women's meeting in San Francisco. I lived there for 10 years. What a gift that was. And at the end of the meeting, a friend of mine came up and she goes, "Don't worry, I told that newcomer, we're not all that bad." And I was insulted. "What do you mean? I wasn't that bad, right? I'm telling my story and I'm scaring newcomers. But my head will say, you weren't that bad." "Yeah, Karen, you were." So I had a great childhood until I was 4. And that's when Mom decided to leave for a married man. And Mom liked married men. My dad was married when they first started dating. You know, my dad was an alcoholic and a gambler. So this was not an easy life. But on there, I know exactly where we were. We were in a little apartment in West Palm Beach. And I'm 4 years old, and you know, my dad's a big guy. I remember what she was wearing. I saw her walk out the door. And you know, everybody's not supposed to be a mom. So if you think you're missing, I was never a mom. Frankly, I'm kind of glad. But I don't think I've missed anything, because I've got daughters, and I've got sisters, and I've got family. And it's my logical family, not my biological family. So Mom walked out the door, and we're in this little tiny kitchen, and my dad's a big guy, and he's sobbing, you know. And I remember hugging him around the knees. I'm 4. And you know, you become the adult in the room at a very young age. And so I was kind of raised to be a higher power, you know. I mean, it's something I'm still working on to get over, but you do what you have to do, you know. And for years and years and years, my mantra used to be, I still kind of like the drama. My mantra was always, one little girl. They couldn't even take care of one little girl. And I'm well into sobriety, and I'm still singing that mantra. And I remember it was here in Tampa, in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, in a woman's meeting, and I'd seen that woman a lot before, but I never have seen her since. And she shared that,